Rashi says, "Haimu kiyotsu by the shvichas damim." That the kovel hetter because really Shimon thinks his mutter is allowed to do it, but the only mutter really not allowed to. So kusi because the kusi of Yisrael chayiv. In such a case, the guy is chayiv. The chen Yisrael of Yisrael, a Jew to another Jew, also be chayiv misa. On Yisrael, the kusi potter. But if a Jew does it to a girl, he's potter. And according to liberty of Yonasim, of Rabban and Polygon of Yami, had the Gamahu, like a Yitzhaber. It only goes according to Yonasim, not according to Rabban.
It's something that should have been mutter, but you did not do it in the way that it's mutter. So, kusi, the kusi, the kusi, Yisrael chayiv. In such a case, if a guy does it to another guy, a guy does it to a Jew, it's chayiv. V'chein Yisrael v'Yisrael. Av Yisrael, the kusi potter. But if a Jew does this to a guy, he's potter. Believe it, Rabbi Yonasan. Av Rabban and Paul Galev Yarmi het the gomer of lekkik yotzeb zeh. We'll soon see. Ashbia, no, Ashka. Rabbi Yaakov Baracho, Ashka, Rabbi Yaakov Baracho, Devi Kosiv, the Sefer Gadato. He was writing down on the Sefer Gadato, the Vei Rav, or he was learning the base of Medrash of Rav, like this. That the halachas are, that, son, the Sefer Gadato, Mashma stories, but he wrote down halachas there. That Ben Noyach, Nerag Badayin Echot. A guy could be judged even by one dying. If one dying had before right, if one dying comes and says, the guy is chayiv, Misa, we can kill him. Ubiyed Echot, even if only one aid comes to say, the guy was Nazana with somebody else's wife, he's chayiv Misa. Shloi Basro, even without warning him, we kill him. Mi piyish, but if you hear aid mi piyed, you only heard it over from another person, we also believe them. But v'loi mi piyisha, we do not believe it from an isha. The lady says it over, that much we do not believe her. V'afilu korov, even a relative is also kosher, say this of a guy. Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Amru, afal ubrim, even on the ubur, a guy is chayiv. That means Rashi is a hikra es isha. If a guy hits a pregnant lady, the Yotzi Yilodeh, that she has a miscarriage now, Neregaleim, a guy is killed for that. Or the Yisroel Mashenkin by a Jew, it's not that way. Ashi Yotzi Lavreolim, if a Jew does that to a pregnant lady, he's potter from Isa, he's not killed for that. Because when is it called, you're killing a person, only if the person came out alive. He came out Yotzi Lavreolim. Because it's not in the word of Sechtanida. Tinik Ben Yoymechod, Hahor Bechayiv. If a kid is one day old, as long as he's born, now, if somebody comes and kills him, that person's chayiv misa. Heichod the kimle the gavav. We know for sure shekol echadoshiv ben aleichem. If we know for sure he's a 9 month old baby and he's going to live, now if you kill him, he chayiv misa. But before that, before it came out to the world, if you hit the pregnant lady, you're potter from misa. But by a goy is chayiv al uber. Af al uber, the goy is also chayiv from uber. Question is, we know anemili. How do we know this? That by a goy is a goy. Hits another pregnant lady, he's chayiv misa. We know in Emili. Om Rav Yehuda. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Achaz dimchem lenashaseichem edrash. That I'll be derish, I'll investigate your blood, any blood that you spilled. That means like this, Afilu b'dayinecha, I'll investigate even the simplest way, even with one dying. Then it says, Miyad kolchai, Afilu shlo b'yasro, even without a warning. Edrashenu, or miyad odom, afilu b'yad echod. Says again, miyad odom, even from an ed echod. Miyad ish, here's the drash of loy miyad isha, not from a lady though. Ochiv, a brother, afilu korot, even though he's a relative, still he's nemen for the sadis. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, name of Rabbi Shmuel that said over, af al ubrin. If a guy kills or hits a pregnant lady, and she has a miscarriage, he's chai for that. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reasoning? The pasuk says, shayfech damo odom, bi odom, Dami Yishofech. If you hit the blood of a person, for that you're killed. So Izeu Adam Shubi Adam. Where is there a case of man in a man? Where's the case of a man in a man? Have Yoima Ze Uba, pregnant lady. She has a baby inside her. Have Yoima Ze Uba Veneyimai. The baby inside the stomach. That's called Adam the Adam. So the guy kills the baby. He's Chayat Misa.
I mean, a guy should act not allowed to do an abortion then.
Right.
What?
A guy should doctor is not allowed to an abortion.
Right. Right to the Tana Kamo. What does Tana Kamo hold? Tana Devei Menashe. It's according to Tana Devei Menashe. The Yomi says, Kol Misa Amur Levnei Noyach, Eini Rol Echenik. Any Misa the guy gets is always Chenik. Rashi says, Yein Domo Yoitz Lechutz. By a guy we never shed his blood. His blood never comes out. It's only Chenik we strangle him. V'shadi Lehai, V'yodam HaSeif of the Kruah. And he puts this Odom on the Seif of the Kruah. This is the way Dash is the Pasik. Be Odom Dama Yishofech. That means a Zeh Shvichas Dami Shalodom Shubagufa Shalodim, how do we kill a person that his blood stays inside the person, that the blood is not shed? Heviyan is a chenek. That's the Pasuk means to say. Not that a guy is chayef in uber, but that a guy is potty he holds. He's teaching us that the misa we give a guy is such a misa that his blood still stays in his body. That's strangling. Even the chur by sreif is also the same way. So what sreif could be, sreif, at least you're burning the blood inside though. When you throw down the hot lead goes and burns up the kishkis. Sometimes it burns up some blood also. It uses up some blood. Strangling does not affect the blood at all. Everything else affects the blood. Mosir of Hamnuna, the Isha la Nifkado, is it true that an Isha is not Nifkado? Was killing the Luba? No, Rashi Isha Bas Noyach, la Nifkado la Din. We're always talking about now, Ben Noyach. Mash Masoni Yagoy, a man, a goy, a man, he's Machiv in all the Sheva Mitzvahs. We never say Bas Noyach, Mash Mashiksa, a goya, she has no Mitzvahs. Is that true? The Isha la Nifkado, the Pasuk says, Kiyadativ Lamana Shiyatsava as Bonav as Beisai. And Beisai is Hainu Noshim. So Chulia says about Rome, Vinu is Mitzav is Noshim. At that time, had a loch like a Ben Noyach. So the Mashmi, even the daughters also had a loch, a Chiyuvim, or Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach. So Moisadov of Mufarak law. Bonav Ledin, Beisai is Doka. He is Mitzav, his children, to listen to Dayanim. That was Din goes upon his children. Beisai is Doka, to do Tzdoka. Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Not din, not listen to din. But to do kindness, that's what he's mitzvah his daughters. They should be nice to the Chamas Zorchim. But on din, to bezdin, dinim, that only applies to the bonim and not to the bonus. Oh, Malay Rav Avi Sab, Rav Papa, Ema, why don't I say, Bas Noyach, Shehorgo, Loiti Horod. So let's say if a girl, a Shik, a Goya, if she kills somebody, we don't kill her. Why miyadish? The Pasuk says from a man. If a man kills, v'lei miyadisha, not from a lady. Yeah. Maybe she's not mitzvah and shvichas dam mida. So I says no. It's omalei hoch yom rav yuda shayfech dam ha'odom mikom akum dam ha'odom. It says mashm any man. Any man that kills, even an isha, she's included in this lav. An isha cannot kill. Eima, let's say no. Maybe bas neyach shezinsa leit nano another kasha. Eima bas neyach shezinsa leit horik. Maybe the shiksa has nus. Maybe she's not chayiv misa. Only a man is chayiv misa. Not a lady. The Sefer says in the Pasuk, Al kein yazav ish. A man should leave his parents. The dovak dishta, it says. So only the man has the chiyuv to stay with his wife and not with another lady. For lo yisha, doesn't say it's tivu on the lady. Maybe a shiksa is allowed to live with other men. Or Malay says back, no. Hoch yom rabbi, this is what Rav Yehuda said. For ho yo lebosur echot. That when they're married, they're like one person. Ho de ravinu kroh. That's like putting all chiyuvim one on the other. So since it's also for a man to live with another lady, the same thing is also for the lady to live with another man.
Is it? Yeah,
sure.
A man's allowed to have many wives.
We're talking about a balasish, a bulasish. She can't marry another lady. If they're familiar, they're not married. If they're married, they're talking about now. To marry an ish. Turn around and live like this. Ish. Matam Adlaim, what the Pasuk say? Ish, what's the extra word? Ish over here? Al Kol Sheh Besor by the Pasha of Arroyis. It says also Lashon of Ish, this double Lashon. Le Rabbi says Akusim, that even Goyim, Sheh Muzorim al Arroyis Ki Yisrael. Just like one Jew cannot live with his sister, his Tana holds that a Goy could also not live with his sister. Even though she's not a Bulas Baal, she's not married yet, but the Kravim, all the Arroyis that apply to a Jew, also apply to Goyim. That's the portion of Ish, the rabbit of the Kusim, she was all right, Yisroel. The Gemara, is that true? From the Hoch and Afka, and the Hoch and Afka is another Pasuk. Lema, we had before, we dashed from the Pasuk of Eitzah by Yodam Rishon, when the Pasuk said, Lema, Ze Gilu Arroyis? It said, we learn out from there that Gilu Arroyis, that by Ben Noyach is Chayim in Gilu Arroyis. So what's called Gilu Arroyis? Look in the Torah. All the Pasha of the Arroyis, that's because of the words of Lema. So Mar says, Hosam Arroyis did too. So Yehocha bar Royis Tidan. Then maybe no. The difference between...
That's
about Royis Tidan, she says, Geshishish, Yisroel. By our Eshishish, by us the Chayiv. But by God, you don't have an Eshishish, we'll soon see. Hosam bar Royis Tidan. The 27th says in the Sefer, Bo'al Aroyis Yisrael Nidom Medina Yisrael. That if they live on with Ervis, a goy, so we bring him to a Jewish court. Nidom Medina Yisrael. Lama Hilchus said, what's the special law we bring him to a Jewish court? Lama Hilchus said, Om Rav Nachman Om Rav Bahua. La Nitzchov Yonah Nidis El Li'odo V'Eidim V'Yasro. That we need a bezin of 23, and we need two aids in here, and he has to be warned also. So it says here, if a guy has a royas, he's only chayv misa like a Jewish court. But the Gemara, why? Migra goy, what kind of slow is this? Why now do we let him, we only kill him with aidim, with asro? If a guy lives with another shiksa, he tells him he's chayv b'yedechod v'dayinechod. And now, they live with a Jewish lady. It's a bigger avera. You want to say he's only chai b'dini Yisrael? Why? Doesn't make sense. Midra goru. Elam Rabbi Yechanon. Lo yitzucho, what do we need this for? El lunar amarosa. That's the case. The case where she made kedushin, she set aside for her husband, but they did not live together, right? Lunar amarosa. Till the two leslu. By goyim, there's no such thing. By a goy, there's no real maisa kedushin by goyim. We have before, there's only a bulas bal. When the lady is set aside, live with the man, she's set aside, designated for this man, that's called the bulas bal. Now she's also with another man. But if they only made erisin, just made a party, that means nothing by a goy. By shenken, by yos, by a Jew, it means something. So the who, leslo, they don't have this. The daninim who, the dina, tidan. In such a case, if a goy would live with a Jewish, nara marosa, in such a case, we would only kill the goy through a bezdin of Yisrael. In such a case, we would only kill him with a bezin of 23, with two edim, and with asra. Because if his halacha is alone a goyish halacha, there's no din nara hamarosa. By a goy, there's only a halacha of bulas bal. But gefort by a Jew, she's married now, it's also for a Jew, there's also an issa for goy, but this much has to be with a Jewish bezin. Avalacious ish, bedina detu dadigalu. But a regular married wife, avada, if a goy is caught to live with a Jewish married wife, we would kill him with his own laws, even with one dying, without aid, with only one aidechod, and even without hasra. His special law is only by Naram Rosa. You're right. So he just cast what I said. Esav, what did that verse do? Well, he lived with a Naram Rosa. What's so bad about that? He's not nitzava on that. It's not so bad. So Dazam Machu is not a nice thing to do, though. For the more of a time, you would learn like this. Boa al Naram Rosa. If a goy lives with a Jewish Naram Rosa, Nidin Eskila, we give him Eskila. Alashis Ish, Nidin Bechenik, we give him Chenik. Now why? Vi Bedina Ditu. If we give him his own Misa, Saifu, he should deserve Saif.
But we just learned that the goy is given Chenik, then they're not supposed to spill his blood. Saif would spill his blood.
But Bu'al Naram Rosa, Nidin Eskila, Ki Yisrael. The Bedina the Dinan Sayafu, the whole mitzvah ben noich anival of Sayaf, or the Rabbonin, the Polagatan of the Beimanasha. So, Machlekes. According to Rabbonin, the Rabbi in the Beimanasha, he owes all the mitzvahs of the guys with Sayaf. So, according to him, he'll get Sayaf. So, that's the question. Why do we say if a guy lives with an Eishas Ish, he gets Chenik? Why should he get Chenik? If he lives with an Eishas Ish, that's the guy Shalacha. He should get his mitzvah of Sayaf. Vishleim and Aram Rossi gets Kilo, that's good. Because the guy does not have his own Issa on an Aram Rosa. It's only because it's a Jewish halacha. Therefore, he gets the Misa of a Jew. But when he lives with an Eishas Ish, he has his own Issa, he should get his own punishment of Saif and not Chenik. So now says, Saifu, Amr of Nachim Yitzchok, my Eishas Ish Tiktoni, the guy Shenich Nesol the Chuppah, Fla Nivola, and Echnami, they only made Nisuyin, they went into the Chuppah, but they did not live together yet. So the two, leslu, they don't have any such halacha yet. Again, it's not called the bulas bal. Yeah. For a goy, he's mutter to that lady. Such a case, again, we have to give the goy the misa of a Jew, because he's only killed out the Jewish halacha. So just like a Jew is also to live with another married lady, the goy also. So it's bedina Yisrael, that's why he gets chenik. The Tani Rabbi Chanina, bulas bal. Yeshlo, a goy only has a bulas bal. That means by goy, a lady that lives with another man is also to another goy. Nitnaso lechubav lenivlo, ain't lehen. For stam they made kedushin and nisuyin. Even they went to the chuppah, but they're not lived together yet. A goy is mutter to live with her. Al says goy yishadimim. So therefore, if we kill him, it's only because of a Jewish halacha, and therefore he gets the nisa of a Jew. He gets chenik. Tanya chavosti rabbi, meaning proof to Rabbi Yechanan.
It says, "Kol erva shebezdin shayisoma misin aleho." Any erva that a bezdin of Yisrael kills, ben noyach muzir aleho. A ben noyach has an azor as alav. Ain bezdin shayisoma misin aleho. A Jewish bezdin doesn't kill. Ain ben noyach muzir aleho. A guy doesn't have the avera. Here, Rabbi Meir. This was Rabbi Meir.
And Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir goes a little bit to Rabbi Kiva, that he said the nafkalei aleif of bnei noyach. Where do we know there's an erva by bnei noyach? Miaken yazovish. And the host of Mechaive Nisa Sudik Sivi. So only in the parash of Mechaive Nisa, those Arois apply to a Ben Noach. But the Arois of Mechaive Krisus, they do not apply to a Ben Noach. That's Rabbi Meishita. Tachomar Mechom say, Ha, the Arois, a lot of Arois, Yeish, Ein, Bezen, Shayisom, Nisan Aleim, like a lot of Mechaive Krisus, that by a Jew you do not get Nisan Bezen, or Ben Noach Muzer Aleim, and still a Ben Noach is Muzer Aleim. Like all Mechaive Krisus apply to a Ben Noach also. Because they are now from the Pasuk Ish, which is Rabbi, even a guy, Lechol, anything, any Arab, but it says Naparash applies to a guy also. Another one says, Bo Allah Rois, Yisrael Nidin Bedina Yisrael. If a guy comes on the Arab of a Jew, so the guy is Nidin Bedina Yisrael. It means he has to have a Bezdin with Aidin, Bo Allah Rois Bemech, over the Avera of a Bemech, the Arab, Nidin Bedina Bemech. Then he gets the punishment through the Bezdin of a Bemech, means only one dying with one aid. Yeah. For Yonah, what's our case is the difference between the erva of a Jew and the erva of a Goy? Onu en lonu el nara marosa bavad. In the case of a Goy, lives with a nara marosa. Now that's the case that for a Goy, it's not called an erva. It's only called an erva for a Jew. So if a Goy lives with a nara marosa, he'll only get misa through a bezdin of Chav Gimel with Eidim. For the Gemara, why the Nech Shivnam, let's also include Nichnasa lechup of Lenivlo. In case where she went to a chup of Lenivlo, where it says, Haitana tana zavei menashio, is going to tana zavei menashio. The Yom that he says, Kol Misa Amu Leben Noach, Ein Yivel Lechenik, that every Misa that a Ben Noach gets is also only Chenik. So it's so, Idi Vidi Cheniku, whether it's an Eishes Ish of a Jew, or of an Erev Adik Aloch of a Goy, it's the same thing, gets a Misa of Chenik, so now there's no difference. Now the Gemara says, the Sov Rebbe Meir, the Shulik Rebbe Meir holds, Kol Erev Shebezen Shayisom Misa Noleho, Ben Noach Muzer Aleho, and it all the Chayve Misas. That apply to a Ben by Yisrael. Also apply to Ben Noach, but is also Muzer on these things. Is it true? For Tanya, we learn like this. Ger, Shoysa Rosa Shla Begdusha, Vilei Rosa Begdusha. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop there. Continue on this the next tape. You're holding Daf Min Ches and Ralef on top. Finish Leskimo again, that Min Tess and Min Zion or Bez words like this. Notice the Kash on the bottom. So, Sovri Rabbi Meir is the truth that Rabbi Meir holds that Kol Erva Shebezdin Shayisam Misa Noleh. Any type of an Erva that if a Jew lives with that lady, he's Chayiv Misa. You're telling me that Ben Noach Muzer Aleh, that Rabbi Meir holds, or Goy, Ben Noach is also Chayiv on this. So, Tanya, we learn like this.